tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this series Dimensions of Islamic Life. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the importance of an Islamic environment. Yes, it is of utmost importance that we keep our environment according to the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in accordance to the values of Islam. Yes, as Muslims, Islam is our identity, Islam is our deen. And to that, inshallah, we should live on that and we should leave this world with iman, on faith in the state that we are Muslim, inshallah. But before we dive deep into today's topic, let's first and foremost remind one another to recite durood and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has said that beautify your gatherings. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in his fragrant hadith, beautify your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, as your recital of salat upon me shall be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's recite together, sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. We are moving away from the golden era, that period of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Sahaba. The golden period, the best of eras, is the era in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. We are moving away from that era. And as further away we are moving from the era of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more darkness is filled in this mundane world. And we face challenges to keep our Islamic values together. This is about time that we instill Islamic values in our homes, so it becomes second nature to you to follow Islam. Especially when the environment is according to Islamic values. Therefore, the topic for today is the importance of an Islamic environment. Yes, some of us may have the kind of environment at home where it is very easy to commit a sin, to indulge in vices, in useless activities, but hard at the same time to do a virtuous deed. Yes, we do encounter from time to time such places, such homes, such settings, such societies where evil is very easy to come by. But when it comes to instilling our Islamic values, the Islamic environment is hardly ever seen. What should we do? We should, inshallah, slowly but surely make sure that our homes, our environment is governed by the Islamic values. Yes, regretfully, our circumstances, they are worsening day by day. Depravity is predominant everywhere we look. Immoral fashion trends are firmly in effect, whereas the beautiful sunnah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as using miswak, wearing an imamah sharif, keeping a beard, wearing a full attire covering your satr, these are the values that are being lost. But we are very quick to adopt modern fashion. In the name of modern fashion, there are sins committed. There are immoralities that are being practiced. Televisions, they broadcast all kinds of improper films, dramas, and programs. The widespread availability of the internet has opened doors for new forms of tribulation and fitnas. It has opened new kind of worms. In the midst of all of this, those who call themselves Muslim, us, we do not care for the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll tell you a story that there was a young man who hailed from Karachi, a city in Pakistan, where Babul Madina, alhamdulillah, Karachi, the markaz, alami markaz of your beautiful and fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami, is. So this man, he hailed from the city of Karachi, and where specifically in Karachi, in Orangi town, who bore affiliation with Dawat Islami, subhanallah. He had never shaved and kept his beard right from when it grew. Keeping a beard, as we all know, is a renowned sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sadly contracted blood cancer. And Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliyah visited him in hospital. Visiting the sick is a sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who better to instill this sunnah than Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliyah himself, the author of Faizani Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, subhanallah. So he says that I visited him, the patient in hospital, and he was close to death and could no longer speak. And Amir al-Sunnah says that I was shocked to see his beard had been shaved away. The poor young man raised his hand towards his face with extreme difficulty and made a despairing gesture. It was as if he wanted to say, "Ma'azallah, I did not shave my beard. My family did this when I was asleep or unconscious." Sadly, he passed away in a few days' time. Allahu, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive him without accountability and grant those who shaved their beard the ability to repent. Yes, and those who oppose this great sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grant them understanding to inculcate the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adorn themselves and their lives with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as opposed to going against the sunnah and removing the beard. Allahu Akbar. We live in extremely sensitive times. Tragically, those calling themselves Muslim forcefully keep their children away from the sunnah on purpose, deliberately, and they even punish them for doing so on occasions. I've seen a host of similar heart trembling incidents that would shake up your heart, and we ask Allah to protect us. What has got into us? It is narrated that when a certain young Islamic brother came closer to Dawat Islami's Islamic environment and grew his beard, those people who come in contact with beautiful mahol and the environment, the Islamic and the Sunnah environment of Dawat Islami, when they start growing their beards and their household, they start to react harshly. For simply growing their beards, they are verbally and physically abused, such that they were even cast out of their homes. In selected cases, some even had their beards cut in their sleep. Let's now, inshallah, discuss an incident that took place before Dawat Islami came into existence. A young man began spending time with me, meaning with Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya, and being positively influenced by a religious company, he began to say Assalamu alaikum when entering and exiting home. He also began saying Insha'Allah during his conversations, and his parents, who called themselves Muslims, were alarmed by this for some reason. "What is the matter?" they questioned him. Why have you started saying salam and inshallah these days? As soon as this poor soul mentioned my name, the name of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, his family prevented him from spending time with me. And they said to him, from today, you are not spending any more time with that mullah. That young man eventually succumbed to modernization. Another account of a young man from Hyderabad, Pakistan, when he became afflicted. Subhanallah. So these are the accounts of people. So it is mentioned about this person that he got affiliated with Dawat Islami in the year 1988. Besides now offering salah regularly, he adorned his face with a beard and his head with an imama sharif. Subhanallah. He also began studying in Madrasatul Madina. He came from a wealthy family who sadly could not understand the change that had occurred in his life. They stood in staunch opposition to this fact that he was wearing imama sharif, he was keeping beard, and caused him immense difficulties and pain, even obstructing him from acting upon the sunnah. They wanted him to leave Dawat-e-Islami's and Islamic environment, to which he would cry and he would say, don't force me to do this or you will regret it. Allahu Akbar. His words fell on deaf ears. After 3 years of having his own family oppose him, he left out Islam due to the immense pressure he suffered, shaving his beard in the process. As his elder brother was a doctor, he also enrolled into a medical college in Faisalabad, Pakistan, to become one, to pursue medical degree. And he then developed a drug addiction due to being around the wrong people. Falling seriously ill, he was sent back to his family in Hyderabad. His father spent millions on his treatment to no avail. The young man's addiction, it worsened instead of getting better, ultimately resulting in him taking cocaine, and he lost huge amounts of weight and developed a back layer over his teeth. But by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, his father is now affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami. He wistfully laments, if I had realized the importance of Dawat-e-Islami at that time and not prevented my son from being involved with it, this would not have happened. This true story holds great admonition for parents out there. Yes, we are talking to you, the parents who stop their children from attending sunnah-inspired gatherings and ijtimas, traveling in Madini qafilas, spending time with pious Muslims, growing their beards, following the sunnah, and joining Islamic environments. Yes, your child is indeed beloved to you, but never forget that they are a slave of Allah and a member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's nation and ummah, and a part of Islamic society. If we cannot raise them to worship Allah Azza wa Jal correctly, if we fall short in having them act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we fail to teach them what their responsibilities are as a Muslim, then do not hope for them to obey or listen to you in life. It is only Islam that teaches children to obey their parents and fulfill their rights. One commonly sees parents who neglected their children's upbringing complaining of the latter's state everywhere they go. They should not forget they themselves are to blame for this. They taught their children the alphabet but not how to recite the Holy Quran. They educated them about secular customs and values but did not show them the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They lectured them on matters of general knowledge for hours, yet they did not encourage them to seek obligatory Islamic knowledge. They taught their children to love money but not how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They nurtured fear of worldly failure in them, but they did not teach them to fear what will happen in the grave and on the day of judgment. They taught them how to say, hello, how are you? But not how to properly greet one another with salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. This is our sad affairs. This is a sad state of affairs. May Allah Azza wa Jal improve our condition and enable us to better ourselves as we progress through life in the beautiful deen of Islam and live as Muslims and behave as an ummah by adorning ourselves with the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam for you, mashallah. Let's inshallah listen to this kalam and rejuvenate our hearts with the recitation of this melodious kalam, inshallah azza wa jal, and we will be back after the kalam. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bye.
بات بن جائے حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے اور حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل سمٹ کے فاصلہ چند گام ہو جائے سمٹ کے فاصلہ چند گام ہو جائے اور مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں صبیح امید حتِ خیر نام ہو جائے صبیح امید حتِ خیر الانام ہو جائے حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو جائے سلام کے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ such a beautiful دعا it was and we say آمین to that انشاءاللہ عز و جل may Allah عز و جل accept our plea in his court آمین بجاہ النبی الامین dear viewers The open penetration of internet of TV programs, serials, dramas into the society, widespread immorality, fashion shows, corrupted home environments have all adversely affected our character and personalities. Our beautiful Islamic values are being hijacked by these evil introductions to our lives, homes, and societies. Although it's not impossible, that it certainly becomes extremely difficult. If it's not impossible, at least it's very difficult for a person, you know, to perform virtuous deeds among all of this nonsense that's there around you, all of this chatter that's there around you, to find peace and to create an environment in which you can do virtuous actions is difficult to say the least. This is why parents, alongside taking care of their children's outward appearances, food, clothing, and other necessities, should continuously strive to ensure that they are raised in the best possible manner, inshallah. And that manner is the sunnah manner. Not only this, but parents should also focus on reforming themselves simultaneously. Because children do as you do, not as you say. How can a drowning person rescue others? If you yourself are in the dark, how can you shine light to others, for others to benefit? How can a heedless person, and a person who's sleepwalking through life, awaken someone else? How can a selfish person raise others to great heights? Parents must perform good deeds. Please Allah Azza wa Jal, avoid sin. Strive to be saved from hellfire and walk the path to paradise by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah. They must walk this path themselves if they want their beloved children to do the same. Yes, if we want our children to walk the right path, we must become righteous first and set the example. Dawat Islam is a huge blessing when it comes to putting this into effect. Its publishing wing, Maktabatul Madina, has a host of literature for one to read pertaining to how can we go about raising our children in the light of Quran, Hadith, and the understanding of our pious predecessors. Because those who are there to misguide you, they are everywhere. As Sayyidi Al-Azhar says,
Suna jangal raat andheri, chhai badli kaali hai. Suna jangal raat andheri, chhai badli kaali hai. Sone waalo jaagte rahiyo, sone
This is the time to take this precaution, yes, to take this counsel, to take this admonition to safeguard ourselves and our kids against all mediums and all arrows of misguidance that are pointed at us from every direction. We are bombarded with it. And in this case, Allah Akbar, Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, Suna jangal raat andheri. It means that, O Muslims, the world is like a deserted jungle. Overhead, a dark night has set in with black clouds looming. One should not sleep in these frightful circumstances. If by chance one falls asleep, they should awaken immediately. Sone walo jagte rahiyo. As those who were meant to be protectors have been revealed as robbers and thieves themselves. Choro ki rakhwali hai. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In other words, the darkness of negligence and carnal desires has spread everywhere. Never consider the nafs and Satan, who always accompany you, to be your well-wishers. They are not protectors, but they are thieves. Stay alert at all cost and stay vigilant. May it not be the case that thieves may steal your faith. Ma'azallah, ma'azallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla safeguard all of us, our iman, our amal, our belongings, our children, our relatives, from the attacks of Satan. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, now this is the time where, alhamdulillah, we introduce a beautiful segment in every episode. And that segment is, to succeed, you must read. Subhanallah, yes, we all should read, because reading can really enable you to learn your Islam. Because the narration is, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. The knowledge only comes by learning. Nobody is going to make a syrup out of it and feed you. There is a process, a normal, natural process through which everyone learns. Alhamdulillah, we also need to follow this process. And books can be our companions. They can help us better ourselves in our Islam, adorn ourselves with Islamic knowledge, and better our lives as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, and beautify our environment, inshallah azza wa jal. We are going to listen to a beautiful clip and nasiha by our brother Huzaifa, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and mashallah, the topic of this clip is the sunnah and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is guidance for all ages. It was guidance for the ages and for the generation that existed 1400 years ago. It was guidance for the generation that existed 500 years ago, that existed 100 years ago. And it is, alhamdulillah, guidance to us that are living in the current age, and it will be a source of guidance to those who will come after us as well, inshallah. So always hold on to the beautiful teachings and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. We shall be back after watching this clip. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Those aspiring for success often turn to experts in their domain for insights and mentorship. For instance, individuals aiming to enhance their public speaking might study renowned orators, while writers often draw inspiration from esteemed authors. Similarly, in the Quran, Allah Almighty offers a clear and principled framework for Muslims on leading a religious life. The Quran also introduces an exemplary role model to emulate for achieving success in the truest sense. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Translation comes to Iman, indeed, for you following the Messenger of Allah is best. Obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following his example in every aspect of life, in matters of religion and the world, is essential. Without this, it's impossible to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That whosoever has obeyed the Messenger, he has indeed obeyed Allah. Similarly, if the practical example of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is disregarded, it's impossible to worship and fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, Allah Azza wa Jalla ordains, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and keep salah, meaning the obligatory prayer established. Allah Azza wa Jal has provided directives in the Quran, but the specifics on executing these commands are not always explicitly detailed in the Holy Quran. The manner and the timings of salah, for example, are explained through the life and practices of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you see me praying. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. meaning in performing Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people. The precise rites of Hajj and the conditions can only be learned from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he himself has said, "Khudhu anni manasikakum." Learn the rites of Hajj from me. From the verses mentioned, it becomes clear that for guidance in all facets of life, it's imperative to turn to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? How did he interact with the companions alayhi ridwan? What was he like with his pure wife and his blessed family? Regardless of whether a matter pertains to religious principles or worldly affairs, we should consistently look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jalla enable us to get educated regarding the rulings of Sharia, and may He enable us to follow the seerah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم الحمد لله. As we have entered our beautiful segment to succeed, you must read. Yes, you must be wondering, what is the surprise for today? MashaAllah. And today's surprise is a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina entitled The Blessings of Knowledge. Yes, Alhamdulillah. On page 7 of this book, it is mentioned that parents have been instructed to give their children a religious education. Just as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, for a man to teach his children etiquettes is better than giving one sa, meaning 3.84 kg in charity. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in another hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a father has not given his child a greater gift than teaching him good manners. To increase our passion for Islamic knowledge, here inshallah azza wa jalla some verses of the Holy Quran and a hadith. Let's read them and acquire knowledge and teach our children as well. On page 8 of this book, mashallah, it is mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal states with regards to the virtues of the scholars in the 18th verse of Surah Ali Imran. Allah Azza wa Jal has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him. And so did the angels and those of knowledge whilst maintaining justice. Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he states in relation to this verse that look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla started the verse with himself. Then he mentioned the angels and then the scholars. This is sufficient to highlight the nobility, virtue and greatness of the scholars. The great tabi'i, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala, states that they were 360 idols around the Kaaba. And when this verse was revealed, they all fell in prostration. Dear brothers, it is stated in verse 11 of Surah Al-Mujadala, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise the rank of the excellent believers amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he states that the noble scholars will be 700 ranks higher than normal believers. The distance between each rank is a journey of 500 years. Subhanallah. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes in his world famous book Minhajul Abidin that, O seekers of sincerity and worship, may Allah azza wa jal grant you the ability. You must first acquire knowledge, as everything is dependent on this. Know that the books of authors, the knowledge taught by teachers, the speeches of preachers and the thoughts and findings of those who ponder are a result of the jewels of worship and knowledge. Subhanallah. The heavenly books were revealed for the purpose of knowledge and worship. And the noble prophets alayhimu salam were also sent for this reason. In fact, the heavens, the earth, and every creation within them was created for this purpose. Allahu Akbar. And he further writes that it is incumbent for everyone to strive to attain both these, meaning gaining Islamic knowledge and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Tire yourself in pursuit of them and ponder over them. Know that anything other than worship and acquiring knowledge is useless. They do not provide any benefit for devotees of religious knowledge. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whomsoever Allah intends good for, He grants him understanding of the religion. It is stated in another hadith that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we come to know that just as there is no rank higher and greater than prophethood, there is no virtue equal to the inheritance of prophethood and knowledge. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he comments that two matters are established from this hadith. One is that merely memorizing the words and translation of the Holy Quran and hadith is not knowledge. Rather, understanding them is knowledge. This is difficult. And for this reason, the opinions and findings of the jurists are adopted. The second established matter is that possessing knowledge of the Quran and hadith is not an accomplishment, but having understanding of them is. A true scholar of the religion is the one who has the words of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his tongue and their blessings in his heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he was asked two questions. The first question is, what is the definition of an alim, Islamic scholar? To which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he says that one who is completely aware, informed and firm regarding Islamic beliefs, he can solve personal matters by referencing books without any help. The second question is knowledge only gained through reading books? To which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat replies that no, knowledge can be acquired through conversing with the people of knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A great means of acquiring knowledge is by listening to the question and answer session of Madani Muzakara and the speeches of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Raadiyah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah and forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah. That's it for now. And I would request you to please continue reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue seeking the knowledge of Islam and Deen. And continue, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.